The stewardship of money, this isn't mentioned very much, but one of the strategies that good parents leave out is money. Teaching kiddos how to use money early on. One of the families I talked with, they had so much money. They had three jars. I think they were fruit jars, you know, the canning jars. And they put money in it for the Lord. Each week they'd give an allowance. Money in for the Lord, money in it for themselves, money in it to, I've forgotten what the third one was. And school lunches, that's what it was. What the point of the story is, school lunches. So he spent too much of his school money. Well, you know, so many parents say, oh, honey, you spent more than it. Well, I'll give you some more. She didn't say that. She said, when you get back this evening, I'll have you the best meal you've ever seen. But he didn't eat any dinner that day. By the way, he learned how to spread his money out a little better. And what about the giving? Let me share you something. This comes on the topic of giving. Comes from a very reliable person, Manier, a scholar. He says, the tender, generous side of children often goes untapped and unnurtured because adults don't devote the time or the thought to develop an attractive strategy of giving. One of the guys that I talked to, he had children of his own. He was a child of the people we were interviewing, but he had a number of children of his own. He said, I want to be just like my dad. My dad gives 40% of everything he makes away, and I want to be just like him. Now, did his dad tell the son, you give 40%? Or did the son see the daddy give 40% and says, I want to be just like him? I was so proud of my grandkids the other day. Twin grandkids, a boy and a girl. It always amuses me when somebody says, are they identical? But anyway, twins are special. And the boy in this particular case is just almost, it's almost an inversion. The girl's mindset, she runs things. And the boy is the sweetest guy you have ever seen. And it came time, you know, we're going to give. How much are you going to give? And it was a Christmas program. And so the little girl gave like 15, and ended up about 15% of whatever she had in her savings. And the parents were bragging on her. But the little boy had tears in his eyes. He just gave it all. Really gave too much. But that tender, compassionate side of little children, oh, it just pulls at you, doesn't it? And we've got to work on that beautiful, tender side of children that are willing to give it. And please, let's don't be so selfish with ourselves and stingy that our children grow up doing what we've done, maybe. But rather, wouldn't it be neat if our kids did give more than they ought? What would devastating thing would happen to them down the line? You say, well, they wouldn't have any retirement. I'm about tired of hearing about retirement, too. And I'm almost tired of hearing about insurance and security. Where is your security, folks? Where's my security? Something tells me, I'm in a group of six people on Wednesday night, and we're hoping to develop that. It's now spawned into two groups of, I have to drive 35 miles to get to my church where Phil Ware is my preacher. I just like his preaching. He's one of my students back yonder, and I like the way that church does things. But I'm out in the boonies 35 miles away, and several others that worship there are out here too. I can tell you that if something happened to Paul Faulkner that I couldn't pay my bills, those young couples, they're all young couples, got children of their own, I guarantee you those young couples would die for me. And I'll tell you what's more, if something happened to them, I'd die for them. And maybe that's better insurance than the stock market. And somewhere along the line, we need to develop that reliance on the Lord that we don't have to put up so much money and worry so much about our retirement. Tell you what else, if something happened to me. Though I've got two kids that are married to preachers, they don't make all that much. I guarantee you they take care of Mimi and Daddy Paul. And isn't that better insurance? But we get so wrapped up in the business of the world and the finances. And I'm not saying we shouldn't save. I'm not saying we shouldn't be thoughtful. But when it comes to giving, it just looks like on many occasions in the Bible, There is absolute extravagance. The lady, that bad lady that broke that alabaster at Jesus' feet. The widow that gave everything she had, even though it was a mite. Jesus who gave his whole life. And I'm just saying, at some point, that the passionate side that our children have before we kind of blow it away. Boys don't cry. Yeah, boys do. Some grown men cry too. But I'm just saying that that passionate, loving, giving, generous side of children should be encouraged. And if there's a problem with it, it may be a good problem. Well, for whatever that's worth.